risotto. It's that creamy, comforting dish that's the culinary equivalent of a warm hug from an Italian grandmother. And it's a dish with a long history. I'm Chef Sandra Lewis with Life at the Table with a savory moment. The transformation of rice from simple grain to exquisite risotto is attributed to a family in Milan, Italy during the Renaissance. A young apprentice using saffron as a coloring agent for a stained glass project in the Milan Cathedral and one of the most expensive spices in the world also added saffron to a rice dish at his own wedding feast. Thus was born risotto alla bolognese, from which over the centuries other versions of this scrumptious dish sprang. My version of risotto is topped with sautéed mushrooms and pan-seared scallops. No saffron needed. Fast forward to modern day. Don't be intimidated. You can master this somewhat mysterious and scrumptious dish even on a busy weeknight. Here are my 5 tips for the perfect risotto. Tip number 1. Early in the process, you will toast your rice in a blend of butter and olive oil. This step creates a nutty flavor, and it toasts the outside of the rice grain and prepares it to receive the broth without the grain turning to mush. Number 2. Warm broth is key. Always add warm stock or broth to your rice. Cool or room temperature broth will slow the cooking process. Tip number 3. Stir with love. Regular stirring is essential to encourage each grain of rice to release its starch. There is no cream in risotto. The creaminess is produced from the starch released from the rice. Tip number 4, patience is a virtue. Risotto is a 16 to 20 minute labor of love, adding stock gradually and allowing the rice to absorb it slowly before adding more is key to achieving the perfect consistency. And tip number 5, the Montecatura magic. The final step, known as Montecatura, involves vigorously stirring in a generous knob of butter and finely grated Parmesan cheese off the heat, adding a luxurious, creamy finish that's simply irresistible. Can this creamy one-pot dish that dances gracefully between a simple rice dish and a gourmet delight be a reality in your kitchen on a weeknight? Absolutely. Think about it this way. Let's say 17 minutes, the average cook time for risotto. You have a dish worthy of high praise that you would pay high dollar for at a restaurant. So prep your ingredients the day before or several days before. Measure, assemble, and wrap them up on a sheet tray and store it in the fridge. Pull that sheet tray out and voila! In less than a half an hour later, you have a creamy, dreamy bowl of risotto. It's an impressive and delicious dinner, ready in no time flat so you can do what's most important in life. Spend time at the table with your family and friends. Make it today. Get the recipe on my website, lifeatthetable.com. I'm Chef Sandra Lewis with Life at the Table. Subscribe to my podcast, A Savory Moment, on Spotify and iTunes. Follow Life at the Table on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube.